Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Karkovice. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grybek. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Spears. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Angel Miranda. And now, play ball. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field. Mieske picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mieske. Franco moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Miranda covering, for the out. 1 out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Zupczyk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Matheny fires to first and picks off Zupczyk. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grybek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Grybek takes first base on ball 4. Franco scores. Ventura moves to third. Karkovice moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Karkoviće scores. Grybek moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Raines reaches second base with a double. Grybek scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spears hits a line drive towards short. Grybek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Nilsson scores. Matheny moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into right field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zupcik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zupcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviće is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Karkoviće is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviće hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spears fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Karkoviće and he is safe. Ward steals second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Grybek hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears bunts towards first. Franco fields the ball and throws to bear covering. Safe. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zupcik. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mieske is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zupczyk is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Zupczyk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jamie Navarro now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Karkoviche is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grybek is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Grybek hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Karkoviche moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martin is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Martin reaches second base with a double. Karkoviche scores. Grybek moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spears is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Matheny is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Matheny strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Valentin is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Spears moves to second. Dane Johnson now pitching. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Reed is 0-3 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Spears moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Spears scores. Valentin scores. Reed moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ward is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reed scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nilsson is 0-2 in the game. with a walk. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a pop-up beyond second. Reed can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Lance Johnson pinch hits for Bob Zupczyk. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Lance Johnson now playing center field. Darren Jackson now playing right field. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spears fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Raines goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, White Sox. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Lloyd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Lloyd covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Lavalier now catching. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.